How much glyphosate is in your beer? That's the question we'll be answering today here. This is Mike Adams with a special report for Natural News from CWCLabs.com. We have tested all these beers that you see here. We'll go through them for glyphosate with actual quantitation numbers that I have on the sheet here, and we'll show you the results. But first, some background. This is a triple quad mass spec instrument here, and so this allows us to test organic molecules such as glyphosate, or AMPA, or various pesticides and herbicides, and we can do it with sub parts per billion accuracy. So we went out and bought all these beers, and for some reason a few of them are missing. I think it's the staff that definitely walked off with a few beers. And the ones that we have left here, we ran through our sample prep process and did the analysis here. The good news, oh, let me show you this. So these are, should be 26 vials here. These are the final prep vials. They're actually concentrates of beer, and each one has had the alcohol evaporated out of it and then rediluted into water. But this is part of our sample prep process. It's not as simple as just taking a beer and pouring it into the instrument and saying, hey, how much glyphosate is in there? You actually have to go through several stages and different extraction procedures in order to do this. But you know, we do that every day. That's kind of what we do with our own products, by the way, so we're very used to it. Oh, and my microphone here is because there's a lot of pump sounds. We have compressors and we have vacuum pumps in the lab, so I have to wear this. I know it looks a little bit crazy. Whatever, it's fine. So the good news is, of all these beers, we did not find high glyphosate levels in any of them. And we tested Budweiser, and we tested Miller, and I don't know, all these crazy brands that you probably know more than I do, all these different exotic beers. We didn't find much glyphosate in any of them. The highest glyphosate we found was only 10.08 parts per billion in one beer called Mama's Little Yellow Pills, which I'll show you, it's on that end. But here on this end, these three, we found zero glyphosate, just flat out zero, not even one part per billion. So that is a Steel Reserve Blackberry beer. What is this? Smirnoff Ice Smash and Four Loko Sour Apple beer, which I think combines beer with caffeine. It's basically like a suicide alcohol drink, I guess. I don't know who drinks this stuff, but turns out these have no glyphosate in them whatsoever, at least the lots that we tested. Now that's another important point, is that some of these beers, they may have more glyphosate later or even less glyphosate later, or different production lots, because it's a seasonal harvest of the different ingredients that go into the beer. So these numbers can vary based on the season. So what we actually tested here is a snapshot of what was present at the moment that we went out and bought these, which was a few months ago. I think we actually bought these around, I think it was on Super Bowl Sunday, the end at, what was it, 2019 Super Bowl. So they've been around a few months, and it took us this time to get them all tested. But let me walk through some of these. Those are the three that you know that have no glyphosate. All the rest of these have anywhere from 0 to 10 parts per billion. So that's, I mean, Foster's, Newcastle, Angry Orchard, Blue Moon, I don't know, all these different brands. Dos Equis, Hopadillo, whatever they are, they basically have what we would call zero glyphosate. We consider anything under 10 parts per billion to be essentially zero. Only over 10 parts per billion do we start to get concerned about something. Remember, 10 parts per billion is very small. It's, you know, a part per billion is a nanogram per milliliter. It's a very, it's a tiny, you know, very small amount of mass in a liquid volume. Now, is glyphosate harmful at parts per billion concentrations? Perhaps. Certainly the more of it you take in, the more dangerous it can be. And the court cases in California have, of course, linked glyphosate to cancer. But those cases came from topical exposure. I think people were doused with glyphosate on their arms and maybe on their neck, whatever exposed skin they had. That's a much higher exposure level, maybe orders of magnitude higher than drinking a few parts per billion of glyphosate in a beer. Personally, even though I test this all the time, I know the science behind it, and I don't actually drink beer, but if I did, I would not hesitate. I wouldn't be concerned about 5 parts per billion of glyphosate in a beer. That wouldn't be any concern to me at all. So in my point of view, that's not a level of alarm. That's not anything to be concerned about. But in case you are concerned, the three that we found the highest levels, let me see here, in Founders All Day Ale, we found 3.27 parts per billion, which is so incredibly low that, again, we would call that zero. That would be considered glyphosate-free by most scientists. The second one here is Voodoo Ranger, which I think my staff bought just because it was a joke, a play on my nickname. So they went out and bought Voodoo Ranger, and it contains 3.46 parts per billion glyphosate, which again is basically zero. And the highest glyphosate concentration that we found is Mama's Little Yellow Pills, which apparently this is some kind of alcohol. I never heard of it. It contains 10.08 parts per billion glyphosate, which is only 0.08 over what we would consider to be the threshold for zero. So bottom line is, even the highest concentration of glyphosate that we found, it's nothing compared to what we've seen in other foods and other products. You know, we've seen much higher levels in other things. There's glyphosate in oats, there's some glyphosate in flax seeds, we've seen glyphosate in black beans, we've seen glyphosate in legumes, and different kinds of grains. Even the glyphosate levels that are allowable in grains are very, very high according to EU standards. Our standards are much more strict, by the way, than EU standards for glyphosate contamination. But in any case, I had seen news reports about glyphosate in beer, and that's why we ran this test and went out and bought all this beer, spent the money, went through the trouble to do this. There's, you know, this is several, many thousands of dollars worth of laboratory time and testing and consumables and so on. Bottom line is, we didn't find any concerning level of glyphosate in any of these beers. Now, if you look at other media reports, there's some very irresponsible reporting out there from the mainstream media about glyphosate in beer. You see these news reports where they say, oh, a beer tested positive for glyphosate. Tested positive. Well, what does that mean? It means that there might only be one molecule of glyphosate in the beer. And that's deceiving, because it's not like we're testing for an illegal drug from Lance Armstrong's urine. That would be, oh, you tested positive for, you know, some crazy illegal hormone drug or whatever he was using. Glyphosate is something that only achieves danger based on high concentrations. Glyphosate is eliminated by your body fairly quickly because it's water soluble. So if you drink a little bit of glyphosate, your body will eliminate it through urine. Now sure, it's true that it may concentrate in the meantime. There's a transit time in your body that glyphosate might concentrate in your kidneys, and it could concentrate in your liver. So if you drink something that's only 1 part per billion glyphosate, it might rise to, I don't know, 50 or 100 parts per billion in your liver. That's certainly feasible. I don't know the exact numbers. You'd have to do a biopsy to test that, and we don't do biopsies around here. But your body eliminates it, especially if you're drinking lots of water, which you should be drinking if you're drinking all this beer anyway. You don't want to dehydrate when you're consuming alcohol. So when the media reports that a beer product tested positive for glyphosate, I think that's very unscientific and very misleading. My question is, what's the concentration? Because the concentration determines either the safety of it or the toxicity of it. High concentrations are obviously more toxic or have more risks of toxicity, and low concentrations have virtually no risk of toxicity. What do I consider to be a high concentration of glyphosate in beer? Well, let's say 1 part per million. That would be really high. That's 1,000 parts per billion. So that's 100 times higher than what's in Mama's Little Yellow Pills here. So in other words, if that can had 100 times more glyphosate in it than it actually does, then I would be concerned. But the level that's in there right now, I'm not that concerned about. And I think it's dishonest for the media to go out there and say, oh, it tested positive for glyphosate. Again, that doesn't mean anything. Because I guarantee you, you test positive for glyphosate. Every one of us does, because this is a very, it's a very common weed killer used in agriculture. You will have molecules of glyphosate in your body right now. There are some in your blood, I guarantee it, because it's in the air. You're breathing it in at very, very low concentrations, like, I don't know, less than parts per trillion, probably, in terms of composition versus atmosphere. But there are glyphosate molecules in your body. So anybody can say that anything tests positive for glyphosate. That's a meaningless thing from a scientific point of view, because it doesn't describe the concentration. Now finally, I don't want you to think that I'm somehow defending glyphosate. You know, I've been a longtime outspoken critic of Monsanto and these weed killers and, you know, all these pesticides and herbicides. But I'm also a scientist. I'm a food lab scientist. And I report honestly about what we find in here. We don't invent, we don't fabricate fake numbers to try to scare you. Oh, your beer is full of glyphosate. It's actually not full of glyphosate. It's almost entirely something other than glyphosate. You know, 10 parts per billion. It's almost zero. I always try to be honest and upfront with our audience and our readers about what's in things and what concentrations matter versus what concentrations are safe. And from what I've seen with these beers, there's nothing in any of these beers that has me concerned whatsoever in terms of glyphosate. Now, we didn't test for other things. There might be other pesticides in here that could be a concern. There might be hormone disruptors. Who knows? We didn't test for those things because that's a separate, it's different chemistry. It's a different procedure. Everything's different. We're testing for glyphosate. Not concerned about what I found. So if you're into beer, yeah, you might encounter a little glyphosate here and there. It's possible. Drink more water, you know? Let your body detox you, because your body does that anyway. And try to buy organic when you can. Try to eat organic when you can. You'll reduce your overall exposure to glyphosate through other sources. And finally, don't use glyphosate on your lawn. Don't let glyphosate get on your skin. Don't use glyphosate around your house or yard or whatever, garden, whatever. That's how you can really avoid exposure. You're not going to get much exposure from drinking beer. You'll get a lot, though, from environmental absorption or contact absorption through your skin. Glyphosate is a very small molecule. It can go right through your skin, and it gets transported through your body wherever water goes, which is virtually every living cell in your body. It goes right into your blood, right into your cells, and gets deposited everywhere in your body. But then your body also eliminates it very quickly if you're drinking sufficient amounts of water. So that's the report here from Natural News and CWC Labs. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, bringing you food science in the public interest with legitimate results here that actually say you're not going to kill yourself drinking these beers, at least not from the glyphosate. You might kill yourself with some of the, what was that, sour apple Four Loko beer. You might kill yourself driving down the highway drunk or something, but you're not going to die from the glyphosate in beer. Thanks for watching. Almost no one tests their products for glyphosate, but we do at the Health Ranger store. We test for glyphosate for every incoming production lot and finished production batch of products, and we put those symbols right on our website so you know it's been glyphosate tested using an ISO-accredited in-house laboratory, triple quad mass spec instrumentation, sensitive down below one part per billion. We test and confirm that everything is safe and pure and authentic, so that you can trust our products to protect your health. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for healthy living and healthy home. Lab tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and much more. Check it all out at HealthRangerStore.com.